Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Like many of us who belong to the Lord, David, the King of Israel, experienced times in his life when he was relentlessly pursued by the enemies of God. And as we come to Psalm 56, we read about one of those times. And perhaps it was the time when David was forced to flee for his life from the city of Jerusalem because he was being hunted down by Saul. So David fled to the city of Gath, a city of the Philistines, a people who were the enemies of Israel. So David was alone. He was on the run, and he was in enemy territory. And in Psalm 56, he describes the waves of fear and the waves of faith that swept over him at that time. A psalm that gives us a glimpse into the spiritual insight that the Lord gave to David. Insight that we need today. And so in verse 1, he cries out to the Lord, and he says to him, "Be gracious to me, O God." Hanan in Hebrew. "Show favor to me, though I don't deserve it. Show mercy to me and help me in the distress of my soul. I turn to you alone, for those who are being led by the enemy of my soul have trampled upon me." Sha'af in Hebrew. "They have crushed me under their feet, and they seek to tear me to pieces so that I will never rise again. They fight against me all day long. They oppress me." Lahets in Hebrew. "They have put pressure upon me, and they are attempting to squeeze the life out of me." Just as the enemy of our soul attempts to use people against us sometimes, even those who are close to us, as we seek to honor the Lord and to live for Him. And sometimes that pressure is almost too much for us to bear, isn't it? And in verse 2, David makes this observation, and he says to the Lord, "My foes," sharer in Hebrew, "my enemies, those who are also your enemies, Lord, they have trampled upon me all day long. I am outnumbered. I need your help. I need your strength, because they are like a pack of wild animals who fight proudly, arrogantly, and without mercy, and without fear of you, as they stand together against me. But we have one who is more powerful than all of them. Our God is in the heavens." And so in verse 3, David reminds himself of this, and he says, "In my weakness, when the weight of oppression is suffocating me, when death and destruction seem imminent. When I am afraid, yare in Hebrew, when I am terrified of them, I will look to you. And so I will have peace in my heart because of your faithfulness to me. I will put my trust, batak in Hebrew, the assurance of the hope of my safety. This I will put in you. I will rest in your integrity. I will rest in your word to me. I'll rest in God whose word I praise. I will sing songs of praise even while I'm in the lion's den, even while I am in the fiery furnace of affliction. In God alone, God alone, I have put my trust and my confidence. So I will not be afraid, he says in verse 4, of the attacks of the enemy, which come upon me day after day. In the end, what can mere man do to me? My soul rests in the hands of my God. My mind and my heart are fixed on him. Even while all day long they distort my words, atzav in Hebrew, while they twist my words into lies and cause me grief and sorrow. Even while all their thoughts, all their plans, all their intentions are against me for evil, ra in Hebrew, for my misery, as they plan how they will attack me. They lurk, David says in verse 6, Safan in Hebrew, they lie in wait, ready to ambush me. They watch my footsteps as they follow close behind me, like hunters who stalk their prey, as they wait for the right time, for the right opportunity to take my life because of the wickedness that is in their hearts. Lord, David cries out in verse 7, cast them forth, palet in Hebrew, bring them down in your anger, af in Hebrew, in your wrath, in your righteous indignation, for they have no regard for you or for your word. Put down these people, O God, yarad, in Hebrew, trample upon them. Because, Lord, in reality, they lie in wait for their own destruction. They ambush their own lives. They lie in wait for their own blood. Just as it is today. For the Lord has stretched forth his hand in love, offering salvation to the people of this world. But many have refused him. And so they will reap the whirlwind of his wrath. Lord, you see all things. Lord, you know all things. And you have taken into account my wanderings, David says, as I flee from them as a fugitive. Safer in Hebrew. You have kept a record, an account of my difficulties. You have put my tears in your bottle, nod in Hebrew, in a wineskin. A flood of tears, too many for me to count. But are not the number of my tears recorded in your book? David asks. On a scroll in heaven? Do you not know every detail of my life? Of course you do, for you are God Almighty. And though we do not always see how the Lord is moving in our lives, still he is moving for our good and for his glory. So I know, the psalmist says in verse 9, that my enemies, those who are so hostile towards me, they will turn back. And they will run away in the day when I cry out to you. This I know for certain, that God is for me. So who can stand against me? Because I stand on the solid rock of his word. I stand in God, the judge of all the earth, he says in verse 10, whose word I praise. I stand in the Lord, the God of all mercy, whose word I praise. In God, I will put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Your vows, your promises to me are binding upon me, David points out in verse 12. They are sure. They do not change. I take you at your word. I owe you my very life. And so I will not forget your mercy towards me. Lord, I will render to you, shalom in Hebrew. I will repay you with thank offerings, with songs of thanksgiving. For you have delivered my soul from death. The psalmist cries out in verse 13. Indeed, you have delivered my feet from stumbling so that I might walk before you in the light of the living and devote my life to the glory of your name. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.